We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your faithfulness. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands. Thank you, Master, again. Breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person leave here the same. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here tonight into the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of overflowing grace and glory through power, tonight we shall look at the subject of the way of God's power. The way of power. The way of God's power. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The way of God's power. Our objective this night is to understand the way into God's power or the secrets of God's power. Sunday service, we saw the necessity of power. Last week, Wednesday. By Sunday, we saw the profit of power. How important the power of God is to the child of God. In the testimonies we heard tonight, we saw the place of power. Our brother from Lagos had a very occultic boss. who wanted him destroyed or dead. But the man failed to understand that this man had come from a tent of power and went to seek further powers and to seek how to destroy him further, and he never came back to tell the story. Power is needed. Many people are where they are today for the shortage of power. Stagnations can be overcome by power. Frustrations and opposition can be overcome by power. What is not working can be made to work by power. Elementary physics said that power is the capacity to do work. So things work by power. He also said that work is said to be done when an object is moved through a distance in the direction of the force. So the meaning of that is things move by power. If something is meant to move, it is moved, it is shifted by power. And I see that power coming for someone here tonight. And if you are that one, you say a loud amen. What is the way into God's power? The secrets of power, number one, being born again. Becoming a son of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. To become the sons of God, it requires power. Sonship equals power. In Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4. Concerning Jesus, he said he was declared to be the Son of God with power. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. According to the Spirit of Holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. Sonship equals power. That was why the Bible said in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 19 that the earnest expectation of creature waited for the manifestation or the demonstration. And this is power demonstration of the sons of God. Sonship equals power. What is the meaning? Being born again equals admission into the school of power. In this kingdom, what qualifies you into the world of power, the school of power, the realm of power, is being born again. Being born again. Becoming a son of God. If you are looking for real power, authentic power, not counterfeit power, not occultic power, being born again qualifies you into it. Somebody say a loud amen. I mean, without power, many of us would have been dead long ago, long forgotten. But the power of God, being born again. Number two is flowing in the Holy Spirit. Flowing in the Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman said, the Holy Ghost is the secret of power. Flowing in the Holy Spirit. Flowing in the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power. The Holy Ghost coming upon you does not only come to give us tongues to speak. He came to give us power to manifest. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8. He said, but I am full of power. I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of judgment also. And of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression. And to Israel his sin. I am full of power. I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord. Power answers to the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 14 concerning Jesus. The Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. He returned in the power of the Spirit. And into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Paul speaking in Romans chapter 15, verse 19, 18 and 19, he said that from Illyricum all the way. All right, let's start from here. He said, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. He said, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ by the power of the Spirit of God that manifests into signs and wonders. Manifest into signs, translates into signs and wonders. And of course, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 7, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of power. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of power. So flowing in the Spirit is flowing in power. Somebody say amen. Flowing in the Spirit equals flowing in power. Show me a man of the Spirit and I will show you a man of power. Show me a woman of the Spirit and I will show you a woman of power. Show me a man of the flesh and I will show you a man of failure. Show me a woman of the flesh and I will show you a woman of weakness. But show me a person of the Spirit and I will show you a person of power. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Anybody in need of power here, shout the loudest amen. I want you to know how much we need power. How much we need power. How much we need power. When we talk about power, some people think that we are only talking about healing the sick and raising the dead and all those kind of things. That is part of it, but it's far beyond it. We are talking about power that causes you to prevail, to succeed, and to triumph in your daily life. If you will realize that some of the billionaires of the world are servicing power altars, occult altars, places where they equip them with power to go and face their opponents and conquer wealth. Alright? And the young believer now and the Christian man just stands powerless in front of occult grandmasters. People that are in certain levels in their occult realms and trying to conquer the same resources with these people. He doesn't have any power of the Holy Ghost with him. He's not paying tithe in church. He's not doing nothing. And yet he expects to excel. It doesn't work that way. Am I communicating at all? So you need power in every realm. Every realm. Now, a man testified in the morning here. He said when he went where he was doing business, his business in the shop, somebody went and I think offered more money or the man increased the shop rent and decided to push him out and gave the shop to another person who paid higher and paid, I think, for 2 years. And this man said, no way, I can't leave this place. This is where my business is and I'm not living here. So he said he went and he did all manner of spiritual activity. And said, this shop belongs to me. The new person came and couldn't sell for 2 months, right? Nothing was moving until he spoke, close the heavens over the business and over everything. This is my place. You cannot, because of money, come and push me out here. And you greedy landlord, you cannot just increase the rent indiscriminately like this. Hola, hola. Power day. Under 2 months, the man who came just packed his load and ran. The landlord called for our brother. Come and take your shop back. And he came and told him, I am not paying 2 years. I will pay 1 year. The man said, bring the money. I am not paying double. Because the new man was paying double. I am not paying double. I am not going to pay double. He said, no problem. Bring the money. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. The earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation
of the sons of God. Beloved brothers and sisters, you need that power. You need this power. You need this power to show the witches and the wizards the road back to hell. You need this power to show wicked men and women the road back to hell. You need this power to take what is yours. Somebody shout, power! Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. We're about to pray. Flowing in the Holy Spirit. In what ways? Let me enumerate one or two ways. First, praying abundantly. Flowing in the Holy Spirit, I'm referring to praying abundantly in the Spirit. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. I'm talking also of moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Where the Holy Ghost is moving in word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirit. And like I told you before, the gifts of the Spirit does not only belong to pastors. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can show you where to invest and where to divest. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can show you that you are not meant to travel on this road now or just suspend this journey today and those kind of things. Flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. And of course, thirdly, it involves being sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, to the direction of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God leads you, He leads you into manifestation. Romans chapter 8, verse 19, where we read, it said, the earnest expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. But before then, in verse 14, it said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the leading of the Spirit leads us into power manifestation, power demonstration. The Holy Ghost leads us. He leads us into power. He leads us. He leads us into demonstrations. Somebody say aloud, amen. What are the secrets of power? First of all, being born again. And number two, flowing in the Holy Spirit. Number three is flowing in worship and praise. Flowing in worship and praise. Psalm 21 and in verse 13. Psalm 21 and in verse 13. The Bible said, be thou exalted, O Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. When we sing and we praise, power flows. We will sing and praise thy power. Psalm 150 and in verse 1. Psalm 150.
Praising the Lord, praise him. In his sanctuary, praise him. In the firmament of his power. Praising the Lord, praising in his sanctuary, praising in the firmament of.
Anybody has been to SU and FCS and NIFES camp before? Then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. You know the meaning of that? The praise of God creates a canopy of power. It creates a canopy of power, a firmament of power, a tent of power. Praise the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Create a canopy of power by praise.
You know, I am not talking from the theoretical point of view. By his mercy, that is our realm.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. Create a canopy of power. Create a tent of power. Create a sanctuary of power. Create a covering of power by praise. That was what happened in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 and in verse 25. Please take your seat. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open. And everyone's bands were loosed. When that power canopy was created. What kind of praise will cause you to see power? Well, first of all is consecrational praise and worship. That is personal praise and worship. The type that deep calls unto the deep at the sounds of thy water spouts. Praising God and worshiping Him. Yourself. One day we were flying to America from, I think, Germany, many years ago. And I was on my own. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame in love. That old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherished the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last are laid down. I'll cling to the old rugged cross, I'll escape the thunder around the throne. My song every day, and I draw in the room. The aircraft was charged. They were serving food. The air hostess was serving food. And my wife saw that my voice was almost up, the way you are singing and every other person around is hearing you. And she was about to say, please lower your voice. And also, they are serving. White woman air hostess came and said, leave him. We are enjoying it. Not just the enjoyment of it, the feeling of it. You see, you can't walk into presence and claim ignorance. It is feelable, palpable, tangible. There is something that happens to you. That is what makes people feel goosebumps at times. Something just happens to you. Am I communicating at all? That is worshiping yourself, consecrational. If you worshiped for 1 hour, and you prayed for 1 hour, another 1 hour in tongues, you have communed with God for 2 hours. Am I communicating? You have communed with God for 2 hours. If I prayed in tongues for 1 hour, and I worshiped for another 1 hour deep from my heart, I have taken 2 hours. The person who prayed 2 hours non-stop hasn't done more than me. And I will come to that another time. And if I am now worshiping in tongues, I am combining two powers of praying in the spirit and worship. Sadi ya 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 ya
Leto sarariala, leto sarariala, leto sarariala. Eko satala yorororoso, isete rayala nororos. Sekote kepete la yada yara. Ikeba da ya 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 ya. Ile ya da la da ya la gaga ya yororo satala. Eto satala ya da ya da gaga. Iko soto loro yororos. Solo ya da ya ya la 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 si da ya la la. Ita salia, ito solo di ya la gaga. Ita ya ya da ya la ya da ya da. Ondo ya la va.
Go ahead and worship in the spirit for just a minute.
Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Santa la yada yada. Santa la yada yada. Shakoko ba yada yada. Let us separate yada 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 yada. Zoro yada sikala yada yada yada. Jikoko ta satra yada 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 yada. Lara yada 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 yada. Shakala yada 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 yada. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. We'll soon pray. You are praying consecrationally. Personal praise and worship. Another way of praise that will cause you to see power is what is called soaking in worship.
You are doing other things. You are doing other things. But the climate is on. You are doing other things. You may be reading. That was how I read in the university. If I read for 5 hours, worship was on for 5 hours. You are doing other things. But you are soaking. The presence is there. For God inhabits the presence of his people. taught me language. Hold up in the island or anywhere you are. If it lasted for 1 hour, you are soaking for 1 hour. No time lost. No time wasted. You are in traffic. You are preparing to deliver a seminar. You think that you don't have time to pray enough. Work is taking so much of your time. You can do this while work is on. And in the middle of this, you can bust out in tongues. It is allowed. And just rebalada yala da hosata kaya. Iteke ya 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 ya. Iteke pete fekeni. Italaba ya dina masolada. Ikeba kalafero tasakalades. Itale peretesida. Ikotele peredidaso. To follow it up straight. We're going to follow it up straight. We're going to follow it up straight. He said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. That is, use activity, use profitable activity to exchange for the passage of time. Profitable activity for the passage of time. Profitable spiritual activity for the passage of time. As time is passing, be able to account for what you did with the time. Right? You are able to achieve your secular work and achieve your academic work, and you are still able to achieve your spiritual work, because here you are just, and when you step out, somebody comes near you, he feels God. He just feels God. Why? Because in his presence is fullness of joy. He feels God because he dwells in the praise of his people. And the worship has been on, and you have been in that worship, and God was in that worship. So when you step out, the devil just feels God. And he thinks he just saw God. He just experienced God. Because he feels God. Stand up on your feet. I think I'll just obey the mood of the spirit. Standing. I have 5 things I wanted to say this evening. I'll just say one more and continue on Sunday. You can take that in standing, just to, if you can. Secret of power, the way of power number 4 will be seeking God early. Maybe you sit down gently. Just keep the instruments on like that. Mm-hmm.
seeking God early. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power. I seek you early so I can see power. No wonder Jesus woke up very early. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, the Bible said, and in the morning, rising a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. And in verse 39, after he had prayed all night, in the daytime, he was casting out devils. And he preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Prayer in the night or before the dawn of the day equals power in the day. Why is that so? The morning carries a pregnancy, and the child inside that womb is called power. Psalm 110 verse 3. He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. And this power is coming from the womb of the morning. The morning has a womb. The morning carries a pregnancy. And the pregnancy carries power. You can take delivery of power if you can encounter the womb of the morning. Take delivery of power if we can encounter the womb of the morning. It was overnight, Genesis 32 verse 24 to 28, that Jacob wrestled with God. He was left alone, and they wrestled a man with him until the break of day. And by verse 28, he already got power. That hour, between that 12 midnight and 6 a.m., whatever advantage you can take of those hours, even if it is 1 hour, 30 minutes, or 30 minutes, the early will I seek the prayer is already positioned for power. But that is very, very critical in the school of power. In the school of power. Abraham had his own kind of power, and so he rose up early in the morning to the place, Genesis 19:27, where he stood before the Lord. No wonder he defeated the army of four nations, and he was unbeatable. Seeking God early. Seeking God early. In those days, I used to hear, wake up before the devil wakes up. I see power coming for somebody here this morning. Lift up your two hands, worship him.
Lift your hands and lift your voice. Go ahead.
up your hands everywhere you are. You know, the same electric power that makes this mic to work, makes the fan to work, makes the iron to work, makes the refrigerator to work, makes the heater to work. The same power. Whatever you need the power of God, maybe to break an addiction from your life, maybe to break the spell of backwardness, or to break the grip of a particular sin, or to break something, whatever you need the power for, it to be channeled in that direction. But the need is power, 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 power to break backwardness, limitation, power to break frustration, power to break poverty. You are going to lift up your voice and pray in the spirit for the next 3 minutes. Lord, I'm trusting you to step higher in the realm of power. I am tired where I am. I am tired where my life has been. I receive power to step higher. I receive the grace to step higher in the realm of power. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I move to the next level.
To the next level.
In the school of power.
I receive
the grace
to shift level.
In the school of power. I see fresh fire. I see fresh mantles. I see chains breaking. I see embargoes lifted. I see people stepping with a recovery mantle like a Moses to your family. God is helping you because your family must not sink. Power to get wealth is a power too. I see that power being released here tonight. Lift up your hands.
When you are there,
and you are there. Lift up your hand.
At this time, terminal sicknesses will be terminated. Enemy diagnosis will die. In this climate of power, anything can happen. Lift your hands high.
When you are there, when you are there,
lift your hands high. Mashallah, yeah. All the way online.
You are receiving fresh fire. You are receiving fresh mantle. You are receiving power for your next level.
Your next level of power. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head and begin to pray in tongues at the top of your voice. There will be diverse encounters, diverse impartations, diverse healings, diverse deliverance, diverse breakthrough. What you've been looking forward to God for years will be sorted out tonight. Many people, you are wondering, is the year going to end like this? This is November. Congratulations, because something is about to settle a situation in your life. The delay in your life, the stagnation in your life is about to be settled. Unclean spirits are about to leave you. Familiar spirits are about to leave. That's right. Ancestral curses, that's right. Ancestral curses are about to break. Generational curses are already breaking. Witchcraft spells are being broken. Occultic spells are being broken. Now,
lift your hands.
In the name of Jesus, I receive. And then the second one, in the name of Jesus, you scream, power! And place your hand on your head. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus,
I receive.
Was almost dying. The husband died and brothers died just like that, with a terrible pile and all manner of things.
that the hair and the light nylon and whatever else came out of her. Today, anything that is incurable is about to be terminated. Lift your hands. This next time you say, when I say the name of Jesus, you scream power. Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. The hand of God is here. Fresh fire is burning. Hey, the oil is dropping. Ay, 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 ay. The hand of God is here. Hiya, badaya. My tears are falling. Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. The hand of God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Are you receiving what is falling? Are you receiving what is dropping? Are you receiving what is burning?
give him the adoration.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Man, Jesus, wave your hands and give him the praise. Clap your hands, holy people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. You came in here tonight with a pain in your body, it is gone. Something locked, like a neck, a shoulder, it is unlocked. With arthritis, it's gone. With a lump, a growth in your body, is gone. With a negative, remain standing still. With a negative diagnosis, is gone. You came with a sickness, an affliction, a pain or something, and you can't feel it anymore. You come towards my right hand here. Meanwhile, while the ministration was going on, encounters were happening. Mantles falling, oil dropping, God bringing people from the graves and the pits. And anything like that on my left hand side here. Quickly. And then we'll see what God has done for us quickly. Lift your hands. You can take your seat now.
The oil is dropping. The hand of God is here. Mantles are falling.
Mashaka kalaya.
And your name is Holy Lord. And your name is Holy.
What happened?
The power of God is mighty here. Our brother said for over 7 years he has had this pain on the chest. For the last 2 days it has become unbearable. That radiates down to the back. And right now, while this intense worship was on, that chest pain disappeared back to hell.
Congratulations. Disappearance.
For 17 days has not been able to pass us through. Sir, he said, after the healing and deliverance service, you prayed for him. He entered this assembly. Sir, there is a resident power already in the house before you came. Now he has gone to stool and he's okay.
For 17 days, intestinally obstructed. Father, we give you the praise.
And he has not had erection for over 6 months, but now that has been restored too.
Incredible. Two terrible challenges. No going to toilet. Manhood lost. Both restored. You are free.
Your name is Holy Lord. Your name is Holy Lord.
That that's Sister Miriam there. She said for the past 6 months she has been having this load like on her head. That each time she woos you, as if there is a heavy load on her head. At the shout of power, that load checked out.
Father, thank you.
The neck unlocked, and she's feeling a cold sensation on her head. She's now free.
It's your hand, sir.
And then this person, all similar. They have been having pain, serious pain on her leg for the past month. At the shout of power, the pain also checked out, and she's free.
And she said last year April she was diagnosed to have left pyelonephritis, that is inflamed kidney.
Not inflamed.
With severe pain.
Left. Alright, go ahead.
With severe pains on the left hand side of her back. But while the ministration started, she said even before we shout I receive and power, she said all the pains disappeared. Now she can do what she couldn't do. She couldn't bend before. She couldn't carry heavy things.
Go let them check your kidney to confirm that the kidney is totally free. Pyelonephritis is never your portion.
Our sister said she came in here with ulcer pains that had lasted for 3 years and also an itching condition which they told her was a fungal infection. Ulcer pain disappeared and the itching had stopped.
Give the Lord a praise.
This mother had had a heart condition, went to the hospital, doctors checked, they couldn't find anything, but she said there is the heart palpitation. She came into service this evening holding that chest, that heart region, because of the pain there, and she couldn't participate in any function or anything, activity that had been happening all the while. But in the midst of that ministration, she said the palpitation stopped and she got out all by herself and came to the front. That's a bag of drugs
bags
they gave her. Doctors can't tell exactly what is wrong with her.
Wow. Father, thank you for a new heart.
Life. Fresh life.
Samuel.
brother Samuel Enoche said, as we screamed, "I receive," said, so the heaven opened, showers of rain on the sanctuary, heavy enough to cause splashes all by the congregants, and white dove flying around the sanctuary. And he saw a similar instrument being played by God's servant coming from above, big one that could be as tall as the building, dropped.
Wow. It's another level of that instrumentation. Another level.
Brother Mercy Agbola said, as we screamed, "Power!" He saw chains, shackles being broken off the legs of all the congregants, and there was high jubilation. Everybody celebrating because of freedom.
Every chain on anyone's life here, break!
So, an incredible encounter here. This is our sister Elizabeth. At the heat of the ministration, at the shout of power, the Lord opened her eyes, taking her out. She saw the entire glory dome and the roof taking off, and a large jar of oil bigger than the dome was being poured inside. And she asked what the oil was for. She was told, one, for a new level, and secondly, for prayers before they are ever asked. She believes this is a new level for her. She has been shaking ever since she came
everyone
out of
that. Everyone here trusting God for a new level, receive. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for everyone here today. Receive something. I'd like you to watch overnight. There will be very, very drastic. Drastic encounters. Drastic healings. Drastic deliverances. Those in the front. Several healings. Diverse healings here. The healings are permanent in Jesus' name. And other encounters are permanent in Jesus' name. Can you return back to your seat? And everyone in the crowd here tonight, you are in need of Jesus. This is not the time to live for the devil. This is the time to live for God. A young man said something to me, a pastor who came in here for a service. He came with his wife, spent some days here, like a missionary. Went into the village where he does missionary work. And he said on Sunday morning, just this last Sunday morning, one of the members ran to the church, little town somewhere in the north central, little village, had like kidnappers or bandits or terrorists, just came in shooting and molesting all manner of things. And a member ran to the church in the morning, coming from the early morning service, and said, "I just escaped those people." And the pastor said, "I stand on the judgmental mantle of," and he mentioned the commission here and so on, and myself. And I said, "I make demands on immediate judgment now." And then he continued preaching, and the service was on. By the end of the service, he said he saw a Hilux vehicle passing with dead bodies inside, like 8 or 10 bodies with their legs and naked bodies and ammunition. And he asked, and he said, "What's happening?" They said, "Those are the terrorists that came to town. That were rounded off, instantly wasted by the
the security and military people. He even told me that the DP of that place is close to him, so he was able to take a full grasp at what had happened. They came to kill and they didn't live alive. While I was listening to that, the Holy Spirit just said one word to me. He said, to surrender to serve the devil is to subscribe to death. And to surrender to the service of God is to subscribe to life. When you surrender to the service of the devil, you have signed to die anytime. When you surrender to the service of God, you have signed to live. He said, somebody was kidnapped yesterday. And I was told he's a member of this church. And I said, no. In the name of Jesus, that can happen. And the demons said he should bring 60 million. Yesterday, demons. The man was already under very intense pressure. They should look for the money and bring wherever so that they don't kill him. Long story made short. He's released today, immediately. That's not the story yet. The demons are also all arrested, cooling their head in security place now. That's not all the story yet. One of the people who worked with him before had a hand in the arrangement. So no, this is not within the city here, had a hand in the arrangement, monitored his movement. You will never be arrested like chicken like that. You will never be caged like chicken like that. And every agenda of kidnappers and terrorists, and I declare, and bandits in our nation, in our city, we command it to dry up forever. Do you want to serve God? You have signed for life. Are you serving the devil? You signed for death. Wherever you are, one more time, please step forward here, make your way, come and sign for life. By serving Jesus, by serving God, come and sign for life. I make my ways right with Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want today to mark a new day. Quickly, give the Lord a big clap as they come forward here. I'll give you the count of 10. Anywhere you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and carry all the things you have, and come and surrender. While they are doing so, please let's take communion position.
True. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Everybody stay.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day. I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
Glorified, be honored, and be adored in Jesus' name. I appreciate you all that have come forward. Everyone here is still battling with an addiction. Yesterday, in the healing and deliverance service, I got face to face with a number of addicted people until I'm almost tempted to have one service for addictions. The level of addiction, cocaine, crack addiction, all manner in our world today is so alarming. It's so alarming. They took one young man and found out that he was addicted to crack, addicted to tobacco, addicted to normal cigarette, addicted to marijuana, alcoholism addiction, tramadol, all manner, only him. If you see him passing, he looks like cigarette. face like smoke. I'm telling you. You see, destroyed, dried, looking for what to steal to service addiction. Become some became 419 for the service. Yesterday they told of a woman who came out here. She became a girl, became crook, 419. Dupe people to go and service addiction. Is there anything that is a yoke in your life that must be broken? Quickly come forward here and let that yoke be broken. Stand up on your feet. It might not be as bad as crack cocaine, but anything. Pornography, anything that has tied down your life and you are rising and falling and rising and falling. Rise up quickly and step forward here and let us pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven as you step forward here.
I met Jesus. New life to me again.
And I will be the same. No, 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 never, never the same again. I would be the same again. From the moment I met Jesus, you lied to me again.
Then I would be the same.
No, 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 never, never the same.
Seven, 1, 2, from the moment I met Jesus. 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I would be the same, I would be the same. Again.
The praise and we give you the honor. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing, and I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life and the grace to live for God the release upon you. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life today and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. That hold is broken. Fresh grace is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. God bless you.